Or something else, Jerry?
We have lots. I mean, someone wants to say something, but we have lots of questions that have been. Just waiting to be answered, so.
Okay.
Going back to what we were talking about, this was talking about, you know, when the Lord comes in that day to be glorified in His saints. Mm-hmm. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of rapture, is this saying to the effect of the manifested sons of God on the earth that Jesus will be seen in His saints?
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. That's God's plan. It's not to rapture people out of here until He's manifested Himself in them. That's His plan. And that's what that's talking about, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And He shall come to be glorified in His saints and marveled at in all them that believed, because our testimony unto you was believed in that day. Yeah. It's talking about just before the coming of the Lord, when the manifestation of the sons of God will be seen in the earth. That's going to be a great day.
Lots of testimonies. We also got another prayer request.
Okay, share testimony.
And then after that we got, I can't remember this person's name, but their screen name is Resist Not. So that, her father has macular degeneration, mm-hmm. and her mother has rheumatoid arthritis. Just wants prayer for them.
Okay.
But yeah, this guy that talked about being on the Indian reservation has a testimony of healing and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let him talk for a minute.
Before you pass the mic to him, like you said, I'm passing the mic to.
There's a delay. Mm-hmm. And this guy doesn't know. I'm going to tell him real quick.
Hello. This is Evelyn. I live down here in South Central Texas. And I hope you can hear me. Okay. My husband and I do ministry on the reservations, on the Navajo reservation over close to Cuba, New Mexico, and over on the Pabago, which they call themselves the Otham now, which is the people, and they're over in Arizona, out from Tucson. But we have seen many, many miracles there and in our church of teeth filling. Sometimes people get their teeth filled with silver, sometimes with gold. I've seen teeth completely restored. And we have a man in our church that had his teeth completely restored. And we've seen legs grow out, arms grow out.
Wow.
We've had people healed with cancer. We had a lady in our church that had cancer, and the doctor had given her only, I think it was 6 months to live. And she lived on another 8-9 years in our church. And we prayed for her on Tuesday, and she had big cancers on her back. I laid my hand on her back, and one of them was about the size of a grapefruit. We prayed for her on Tuesday. On a Friday, they were gone. And she lived on in the church and was blessed. And I'm just bragging on Jesus. I'm not bragging on us tonight, because we can't do anything. We're just vessels. The only thing we can do is just obey Him and have our ear open, so whenever He tells us to do something, just go ahead and do it and obey Him. Because everywhere you go, I don't care if it's Walmart or anywhere, there's somebody that needs, they need the Lord, and they need some help. And people are so desperate, and they're down, and they're looking for somebody that has some hope. And I just wanted to share that with y'all tonight. I've never been on here before. I'm new on this thing anyway, but I love the Lord, and He's mighty. And He's moving, and He's wanting to do some wonderful things. We just have to reach out and have some faith. Like the brother said a while ago, He's already paid for it, has already been purchased with his blood and his death, and it's there for us. But we just have to reach out and get it and believe it and dare to openly believe God, because so many people are afraid to say anything or do anything. They're afraid they're going to make waves or ruffle somebody's feathers. But let's just go ahead and do it, because we don't have much longer to do this. So we need to go ahead and do what we're going to do right now and not wait around, and step out by faith. Don't be afraid to lay your hands on somebody and pray for their teeth or whatever they have. It's up to Jesus. You can't do it. You just do what he said. And he told us to anoint them with oil over in James 5. Anoint them with oil and pray for them. They'd be healed. Their sins would be forgiven. So we need to step out and do what he said if we expect for anything to happen. Lord bless you all, and I just enjoy listening to this so much. Just love you all in Jesus, and Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen, Evelyn. That's a good word there, I tell you. That's wonderful. That's all. It's that simple, isn't it? It's just that simple. We've got authority to do it, and we're going to do it.
He's coming in from Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have people from Australia, London.
Oh, well, I'm...
But she's right, though.
Texas,
I mean, we're giving...
I'm wondering. She sounded a little Texan-y.
But we're giving orders by God to do these things, to lay hands on the sick, and how many people are doing it, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say that I feel what Evelyn said right there, I can just wholeheartedly agree that you walk through the malls or wherever you are, people are in such need. You can see it in their eyes and in their faces. That mm-hmm. what they want, what it's like a, you know, what good is it to speak condemnation to a sinner? He knows he's a sinner. You can give him grace and encouragement and the promise. You can see the joy. But what I'm really excited to hear your testimonies, Evelyn, and if you have, can keep us posted, because I know you're going to see many, many more. And just, you know, share them with us. We love to be edified, too. We really appreciate it. Thank you for blessing us.
Tincture has a testimony, but we also have prayer requests, too. So.
Okay.
So I'll let Tincture give her testimony real quick. We still have, you know, 50 people in this room.
I believe it.
So awesome. I've been having more and more faith in him, in his body. He's just such a wonderful God. We've been having this little problem with these millipedes. They're like worms with thousands mm-hmm. of little legs. And we've had like an epidemic of them in the house. They wake us up in the middle of the night crawling in our bed, and
she's
one night
Hawaii.
One was crawling across my cheek, woke me up, and one night one was even in my husband's ear, getting ready to go down into his ear. And he woke up just in time to get it out of his ear before it went down into the canal. So, and in the meantime, I had been taking authority, and every time I'd see them, I'd pray the Lord and thank him for them being gone, but those little buggers weren't going anywhere. One day it got so bad, we were just so under such anxiety with them. My husband said, "You need to go to the landlord and have him pray for those things." So I said, "Okay, why don't we pray first?" So he was a little disgusted. He says, "Okay, you pray." So I took him by the hands and I said, "Well, no, you pray, because you're the head of the family." So he was real kind of disgusted with that, but he said, "Okay." He was eight, and so he prayed. And, you know, we haven't seen another one since that prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes you just have not because you ask not, right?
And they are indeed subject to you.
That's right. Amen. We've had all kinds of testimonies like that. From moles to cockroaches. Man, when we first moved into this house here in Pensacola, Pensacola's called the cockroach capital of the world. Did you know that?
Palmetto bugs.
Palmetto bugs, they call them here. And when we first moved to this house, you could walk out the door at night with a light in the front and a light in the back, and the whole wall would be just black with them. The concrete would be black with them, you know? And you just don't see them no more. It's just a rare thing to see one now. But well, we had a, it was a plague when we first moved in. And the moles too. The moles had just tore up our yard, you know. And I remember walking out the yard with my second daughter, Jennifer. We walked around the yard and we just pointed every time we saw a mole hill, we commanded that mole to get out of this yard in the name of Jesus. And we forbid them to come into the yard, you know. And the neighbors' yards were plowed up. It's just like you walked across them and your feet would sink in. It was so plowed up with moles. But they would stop right at the edge of our property. And there was no moles in our property. It was just awesome. You know? God's awesome. He gave Adam authority over all the works of his hands. And, you know, our spiritual father, Jesus, he's the last Adam that received that authority. And he passed it on to us. Now we've been given authority over all the works of God's hands on this earth. So let's exercise it.
Jean was saying she has ants and asked, how do you get rid of them?
Same way.
I was telling her that Bob can't answer that one because the ants in the yard is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I
would have to say that this was something that it's like the total package over at my house. It's not just the ants, it's the mole crickets, the ants, the fleas on the dog, the roaches, and the moles.
Mm-hmm.
And so which one of those is not the Lord taking care of? None of them, because I've been in my house for about 8 years. It's never been sprayed one time, and I can't tell you, I've seen two roaches in 8 to 10 years that I've been in my house. And they came in through a grocery bag. The ants are still to where we walk over around the yard, speak faith, and rebuke them to either leave the yard or to die. And I mean, it's awesome when you can pick up an ant pile with your hands and show your son a day later. The mole crickets, when they've marched across the yard, just having a wonderful mulching time where it's like a line across the yard, that it was just total destruction across the grass, and I have a nice yard, and it came to a point where I could see where this is how far they are, and I looked at the spot where they're at, and in the name of Jesus rebuked them and told them that they wouldn't take one more inch of ground. And it was right in the middle of the parade where they were just in total strength, just going to take my whole yard. And because I don't spray for mole crickets, I've never put down anything, the only defense I had was the Lord. And the Lord took them out completely. And so just don't be apprehensive in anything at all that the Lord can't do in terms of ants or bugs. Just believe it in your heart. Just visualize it in your mind and profess it with your mouth. And the Lord will take care of His part. He always does.
Jane was saying something about our dog being sick too, with ear infection, but we have authority over our pets too.
Yeah, that's right. Another one too.
Pray for your pets and believe it, because God will heal them.
I know He takes care of Parvo.
Yeah.
Got a beautiful old dog that went to the vet one time to get his license. And when he got sick, he was very, very, very ill. And it was only with the Lord that he was healed, because through a word of knowledge, we found out what it was that my dog had, and we rebuked the spirit of Parvo out of my dog. And my dog was well on his way to dying, and the Lord healed him almost instantly.
Thalia said it was strange. It was her husband's prayer that the Lord answered. That Thalia says she's been praying for weeks over the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something fundamental about that, that her husband had the headship position.
And the Lord wanted to show Himself strong with her husband.
Yeah.
Well, and to show where the headship lies.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's two things. Praise the Lord. Well, we have some more prayer requests in there, don't we need to pray for?
Yes. We have, I never can remember some of these people's names, but Resist Not says, my father has macular degeneration and my mother has rheumatoid arthritis. This is the only group I can come to and ask for prayer for them and believe it will be done. So, and also before we get into that, can you,
what was the degeneration and rheumatoid arthritis?
Yeah. And what was the scripture in Luke regarding our authority that you gave earlier? Their names are Charles and Christine.
Okay, who had the macular regeneration?
Charles or Christine?
No, hold on.
Excuse me, I got distracted here.
Okay, my father says Charles has macular degeneration, and Christine has rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, and they're believers.
Mm-hmm. I assume they are, and that information wasn't given. I know that this person is.
Okay. Well, generally, a person needs to be a believer, you know, but of course, if you have authority,
Yes, they're believers.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, believers in healing, that part of it. They need to believe that this is their gift, you know.
It also is important, it helps to have this person to be all the time most aware that you're making this profession of faith on their behalf.
Right.
For the purpose of, the Lord is a jealous God. He just doesn't heal people and send them down the road without even realizing where they got healed from.
That's right.
So this is what this is all about, and we have to tend to that as being part of His body to make sure that God gets the glory.
You know, if you pray for someone and they don't know you're praying for them, it's a good idea to go back later and tell them, look, we prayed for you for this, and you are healed. Just speak it right out of your mouth. We prayed for you for this, and you are healed. And just your bold faith will be just as much a part of the healing as anything else. So let's pray. Lord, we agree with your word, and we disagree with the curse on this world. Our Lord Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we know that our God is with us too. And our Lord Jesus lives in our hearts. And we stand in His stead. We are an ambassador for Christ. We come here representing Him. And representing Him, we come against this macular degeneration in Charles, and we forbid it, and we command this spirit of infirmity to loose him and let him go. In Jesus' name, he will see perfectly well. He's not under the curse. The Lord Jesus set him free. And Lord, we thank you for moving mightily in his behalf. So please tell Charles that he's been healed of that. Don't accept that lie, because it may be true in this world, but it's wrong in the kingdom. He doesn't have macular degeneration. Jesus bore that on the cross. He is delivered. And also for Christina, we rebuke rheumatoid arthritis from her. We command you to loose her and let her go. We command complete healing in her joints. She is blessed, she is healed, she is delivered. No pain. Our Lord Jesus bore that pain. Isaiah 53 tells us so. Christina, you are free from this infirmity in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that your word has set her free. And that's what your word says. He sent his word and healed them. Thank you, Lord, that the method by which you have sent healing to us is the Word of God. And we agree with it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
Also, don't let them speak the curse of saying they have arthritis and macular degeneration. Tell them that they have to speak the good confession that they are healed and not have that curse. That was on my heart when we were praying, that they can't confess that they're sick. They have to confess their healing.
Thank God that they are healed. That's right. But we're agreeing with Mark 11 and 24 together, and Matthew 18 and 19. We're putting our faith together, and we're agreeing that we believe we've received.
We have a testimony and another prayer request. Heather says, I talked with my husband into praying for our cat. He didn't really want to, and the cat got better, plus a sore on my leg got healed.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Person in Little Bits says, can you all pray for healing in my eyes and be set free from addiction to caffeine?
Well, sure.
Well, you can get, we know that you can get relief for addiction from nicotine. Mm-hmm. We just had one of those like about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
it might be
it's
a
same
thing.
You want to pray, Bob? You want to pray for that one?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
What was this person's name, sir?
I don't know. They just, their nickname is Little Bits.
Little Bits, okay.
Well, I guess God knows your name.
That's right. Well, we don't know who Little Bits is on this internet. But Lord, we just thank you for having brought them to our attention and brought them to our Bible study, Lord, because our paths are ones that cross by your love for us and your jurisdiction in our lives, Lord. And we just, you know, you're sovereign over every step that we take, Father. And Lord, we just We've seen your power in the saints, and Lord, it just encourages us so much. We know that Terry's, you know, sitting over at the board with the computer, that by your grace and his and your mercy, that he was set free from his addiction to nicotine, which is a very strong addiction, Lord. And we know that, but we knew what to do, Lord. We knew to bring it before you. And Lord, that's what why we bring this petition before you for the nicotine addiction, because we know that you're a mighty God and a God that hears and answers prayer. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just command this spirit of caffeine that's in this person to just set him free. Turn loose of this person with this caffeine addiction, Lord. That Lord, you just minister to this person with faith and with wisdom. The wisdom to know your word and to understand how to speak in agreement. And Lord, just enter into your rest with the understanding that the battle is one that's already been won. That it's not one that we need to fight by our flesh, but just we just need your help, Lord, in just giving us the necessary faith. Lord, just draw this person so that they might be made complete and whole. And Lord, we know what it is to damage your temple because you want us in your word, Lord. And for that reason, we want our temples to be made ready and sweat and kept clean, Lord, so that we might just be the tabernacle of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, for that reason, we agree in prayer that this person is delivered from this addiction in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We agree with that in Jesus' name.
And the eyes that are healed. Just pray for her eyes.
For her eyes.
Yeah.
And what was it with the eyes?
It says that her eyes be healed.
Okay, Lord. Father, Lord, you give us our eyes so that we might see well and read your word, Lord. And Father, in the reading of your word, we see that you heal us in the eyes, in our bodies, that our temples are made whole, and that you sent us a Savior, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just speak healing over these eyes, that their eyes that will be used to glorify you, Lord, to look upon the beauty of your creation and to minister to the needs of others. Lord, we just thank you for the breathing of faith into this individual to come to ask for this promise. And Lord, we stand ready in agreement that this person is set free from this this problem with their eyes. And in the name of Jesus, we just speak healing into those eyes and command them to be totally and completely healed, whether it be 20/20, or if it is a pain or a throbbing, or if it's a problem with the retina or with the muscles. Lord, you know exactly where these eyes need to be tended to, Lord, and we just put it in your hands. It is not necessary that we need to know, Lord. We just hold fast to our profession that this person is healed in the name of Jesus, and we just give you the praise and the glory. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God. When my wife and I, not long after we came to the Lord, she decided she wanted to trust the Lord for her eyes and took those glasses off and chunked them, and we began to confess that her eyes were healed. And over a matter of a few weeks, they were totally restored, and she hadn't worn any glasses since then. And my eyes were attacked here, I don't know, probably 6 or 8 years ago now.
And didn't Tony get that too?
Yeah, Tony too. Yeah, his eyes were restored totally. And God is just faithful. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, I mean, this is a part of our covenant. The Lord didn't just take the curse of sin, but he took the penalty for it too. You know, and the curse is the penalty upon sin. And he took the sin, he took the penalty. So we need to agree for both. We were delivered from all sin at the cross and from all of the curse of sin. And so we just thank God that it's done today. In Jesus' name.
I know my eyes were healed shortly after coming to the Lord too. I was, matter of fact, I had gone and had my punctal plugs or lobes plugged up permanently, or thought they would be plugged up permanently. I had severe dry eye syndrome. Severe. They would put drops in my eyes, and in less than 2 seconds they would be completely dry again after putting drops in my eyes. Every night I would have to put a mineral oil in my eyes, a salve to moisten them at night, because it was so unbelievable. I couldn't see, couldn't focus because of the dryness. Couldn't take bright light because of the dryness. And the Lord had just turned on the waterworks, because and removed the plugs that were in my eyes and just made my eyes moist.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. And then I was able to read.
You needed that, because at that time you were doing a lot of reading of the Word.
Yep.
You still are.
Still are, yeah.
There was a lady we prayed for in Louisiana. It was just the opposite. She didn't have any tear ducts at all. She was born without them.
Wow.
She had severe dry eye problems.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Iris. And we prayed for her, and she immediately started crying. You know, it was amazing. The Lord totally restored her. Sometimes you don't get immediate miracles. Sometimes you have to endure a little trial of your faith. But I guarantee you, if you will endure that trial of your faith, and you will put off all the thoughts that the devil brings into your mind to war against you receiving this miracle,
might be a good time.
You will receive.
Might be a good time to point out, I don't remember what chapter it was in your book, but for people that come to our Bible study group, and not everybody's going to have an instantaneous miracle. But you know, we need to understand that the Lord wants us to grow up in our faith and our walk. You understand that the walk through the wilderness for 40 years was not without a cause. It was because you had a bunch of stiff-necked, rebellious, unbelieving Israelites out there. I mean, the Lord could have shown them the quick way. Matter of fact, he took them the quick way. But because of their unbelief, he had to, you know, walk them through longer. So when we have these bouts where we don't receive immediately, it pleases the Lord for us to hold fast. Yeah, just as a case in point, I can tell you that I personally had one bout with migraine headaches, and it was a pretty good bout. It went on for, I don't know, a year or longer. But What it involved was a lot of times I would have so much pain that I would just wake up in the middle of the night and would read scripture to try to just overcome the pain, because before that I was taking beta blockers. And it was a trial. That the trial was to, well, go back to the beta blockers. But what the trial was, no, I mean, I got to believe what this word says and stand fast and hold the profession of faith. And ultimately, let me just tell you, I mean, I had battles where I would call Dave to just pray with me to just get relief from the pain. And finally, the Lord was merciful, and He gave me the healing. And I have not had a migraine headache since that time, and that was many, many years ago. But so I just would encourage you that if you don't know how to walk through a trial, ask the Lord to build you up in the faith and encourage you. And read the book that we talk about all the time, Sovereignty of God. That's free up on the website. Just go up and get the book free. It'll bless you. This book has changed people's lives. We're not peddling anything here. What we're doing is we're trying to bless you, because we're all getting ready to face a real long trial.
That's right.
A tribulation. And this is what the book is written for. It speaks to you in terms of a total, complete, overall understanding of God's sovereignty in everything that we face on this earth and everything that we see. It makes things fall into place. So just be blessed by that and just, take advantage.
Can you put that book, the address of the book up there, Terry?
Yeah, they're asking, what is this book?
Yeah, this book will really encourage you, to believe God. I mean, you who have believed and received by faith what we've prayed for tonight, you go read this book. Because it will encourage you. It'll encourage you that God is, first of all, sovereign, and that what He gave to you, He expects you to carry out. Many people are waiting on the Lord, but the Lord is waiting upon them. That's the real problem.
What's that scripture that talks about the eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro
throughout the earth?
Throughout the earth,
showing Himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Right?
Yeah, that's right. If you can imagine that, the Lord is waiting with bated breath for us to walk according to the way He wants us to walk, so that He can bless us and give us every promise of the 32,000 promises that are in the Word of God, of which, when you talk to a lot of people, they'd do good if they could name 10. But imagine if we were able to take hold of the fullness of the promises in the Word of God. That's how the Lord sees us, according to that scripture right there. His eyes are moving to and fro,
There's also
anxious to bless us.
More promises than that. I mean, all things whatsoever you ask for in prayer. I mean, all things leaves nothing out.
Yeah. I think those are the 32. Well, that's one.
Different. That's one promise. That's one promise.
32,000.
Right. And if that one encompasses everything you can believe in, then endure your trial or your faith in, imagine what the others are like.
I can't wait till God's people start acting like believers. It'll be awesome to believe that all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. You never would be worried about a thing if you really believed that, would you?
Right. Little Bit just says that her, says, speaking of migraines, my brother Dave needs prayer for migraines and back problems. He was hit by a high low at work. I think I know what a high low is. So.
Migraines and back problems?
Says he's a believer, but isn't close to the Lord yet. I don't think anyways. He might be. That's all.
One of the things that I can tell you that I experienced with my loved ones, first of all, is there was a problem with my mother in terms of many, many years ago that she just couldn't really come to the Lord. She had a tremendous amount of bitterness and unforgiveness that was in her concerning a marital situation with my father. And we kind of want to sometimes be thinking in terms of I've got a brother right now that needs to be healed in many, many ways, and my prayers continue to be, you know, to the Lord petitioning to draw my brother. And I think a lot of times is that, like, if we have somebody that is that doesn't understand faith, it's the way it was in the time of Jesus, where what would I like in this generation too? They receive a blessing or a healing, and they really aren't truthfully able to hold on to it for very long because they can't walk in agreement with God's word. And that's not to say that God can't do that and make them grow up really fast, but a lot of times what we want our prayers to be sometimes is that, like it was with my mother. Now my mother is healed from a lot of these problems that she had. She's overcome the bitterness, the unforgiveness. I mean, she turned around before my father died and was ending up inviting him to Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner and things where she just couldn't even be in the same room with the man. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, our prayers can bring things to pass greater than just a simple a healing. It can bring a loved one to salvation. Mm-hmm. See, because salvation is really big. It includes, you know, what is salvation? Salvation is being set free from the curse in its fullness. Okay, it's divine healing, continual divine healing, perpetual divine healing. So that's how big salvation is. So I would just encourage you sometimes to think in terms of praying our loved ones into the kingdom. And that they'll receive the healing along the way, believe me. Because I'll tell you what, an understanding of the curse is necessary in terms of what in the world does the Lord spank me for? He's trying to get my attention. He'll put me into a trial. And there's no difference with a brother or a sister. I've got a brother that when he's getting spanked, I can look and I can see he's being spanked. And to pray a curse off of him, the Lord has a purpose. He uses the vessels of dishonor to serve the vessels of honor. He uses the curse to bring the people of God into the kingdom. So we just always have to, you know, be aware of that, and for our loved ones too.
Yeah, amen. So what was his name?
It's a little bit's brother. Let me see if I can remember. I received
migraines and
back problems.
Pain.
No, Dave.
Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray for Dave. Let's agree for Dave. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to draw Dave. We know that sometimes these things come to cause us to really need you and to seek you out, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon Dave and to grant him repentance and to cause him to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, give him a hunger and a thirst to run after you and to receive all that you have for him, Lord. And Lord, on this road, we ask God that you grant him total deliverance from these migraine headaches, from this back pain. Lord, you set him free at the cross, and we agree with that, Lord. We're not only agreeing for his total salvation, we're agreeing for his total health. And so we just command these migraines to be gone from him in the name of Jesus. We command that back pain to be gone, because Jesus bore our pain. He carried it away. He set us free from the curse. And Lord, we thank you for a really blessing day, Lord, a wonderful testimony, a miracle to you, a miracle to your greatness, O Lord, your merciful salvation. We thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Little bit went on to say that Dave was hit by high low. It ran over and crushed bones in his feet, backed him up against the wall in his mouth. And has migraines and spinal problems ever since.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus watched over him. Someone else died after that, crushed against the wall by a high low.
Yeah.
So God is.
Those prayers right there will put all the bird brain and things back in their proper order.
That's right. We thank you, Lord. Don't walk by sight, folks. You walk by sight, you get the curse. Walk by faith, and what the Word says, and receive it by faith. It's yours.
And confess it.
Confess it as yours. And if you get double-minded and you speak in agreement with what you see, then repent and take it back up again. You know, take up the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. Speak in agreement with the Word of God. And receive nothing but your blessings. In Jesus' name. Anything else there, too?
Yeah, I saw another hand up, but they left. Or took it down.
Okay.
We have a lot of questions that just... I don't think there's a way we can get to them all.
Okay.
Seriously, there's a lot of questions, like the name of the beast in Revelation 13. And I know what we're talking about tonight, but...
The name of the beast?
Yeah. And how do we know when the first day of the first 3.5 years starts?
Well,
they're not easy questions to answer in such a short period of time.
The name of the beast, we're expecting there may be a title, you know, but actually the word name means nature, character, and authority. And 666 symbolizes something. It symbolizes whatsoever comes from the earth and is worldly and is of man. And the reason is because the gematria for earth is 60 and the gematria for world is 600 and man is the number 6. So the name of the beast is literally the nature, character, and authority of that which comes from this world, that which is man, that which is fallen. People talk about the name in the forehead and in the hand. Your right hand represents your works, and your forehead represents your mind. If you have the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh, that's a spiritual mark of the beast. In fact, you can go on my site and read about the spiritual and the physical mark of the beast. The Lord told me years ago that only the people that had the spiritual mark would take the physical mark. But he also told me that many Christians, using the term loosely, were going to receive the mark. And it's because they are walking after the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh, the forehead and the hand. And because the Bible says this is death. To walk after the flesh is death. But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. So if you have a renewed mind, and you have the name of the Lord in your forehead, which is Revelation 14, right? Talks about the name of the Lord being in their forehead. Well, it means the nature, character, and authority of the Lord in their mind. The renewed mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit, which is life and peace, and the mind of the flesh, Revelation 13 and 16, which is death. So, I know that you may be looking for a natural name there. I don't know, but I would suggest to you that there is no natural name there. It's a spiritual name. The word name, onoma, means nature, character, and authority. The world walks after the nature, character, and authority of the beast from the pit. We walk after the nature, character, and authority of Christ from heaven. We submit to His Spirit. They submit to that Spirit which comes from the pit. Revelation 17. So what was the other question? Lost it. Forgot about it.
How will we know when the first day of the first 3.5 years starts?
Okay, that's a very long answer, but I can tell you that the Bible tells us basically that there's going to be a firm covenant with many for 1 week. When that covenant comes to pass, and it hasn't yet, and I know a lot of people are saying nowadays that it already has. It hasn't, because they don't recognize the covenant. Please go to my site on Revelations and Teachings and look under the Beast Covenant and read that. Read that, because many people are looking at the letter concerning the identification of this covenant. They're looking at, they think the covenant's going to be between some man called the Antichrist and Israel. Well, you go there and find out just exactly who the Antichrist is and who Israel is, because something changed when Jesus came into this world, folks. When He started His ministry, the Bible says, "I will call them my people which were not my people." You know, when Jesus came into the world, he broke off unbelieving Jews, and he grafted in the church to the olive tree called All Israel. And now, we're Israelites according to what Paul said. So there is a covenant going to be made, and let me tell you, the church is involved in this covenant. Nobody wants to hear that. It's not according to their traditions. The people who have taught the things that are made popular in these days, they haven't heard from God, folks. I can tell you, they have not heard from God. They've just passed on each other's traditions, that's all. You'll be convinced if you go there and you read about the Beast Covenant. Maybe one time we can take a whole night and go into that, because it takes a little longer to go into it in just a few minutes. And we're kind of running out of time here. I don't really like to go into a deep subject like that when you can't fully support it with scriptures, because people just go away thinking you're crazy because they don't have enough foundation. Because they don't have enough foundation to accept what you say. It's line upon line, here a little and there a little. You have to lay a foundation of verses to convince people. In fact, the more tradition a person has, the more you have to overcome that with the Word of God. It has to be lots of the Word of God. You know? You have something that could be a more simple or quick answer?
Going back to the person who asked about being awakened at night to pray for people.
So
can you ask about recognizing when the Lord is awakening us, and any principles about this intercession? I think others might not also recognize God is awakening them to prayer.
Well, that's very possible, you know. I'll tell you what, if you are getting awakened a lot in the middle of the night, it's always good to pray. You don't have to question, is God waking me to pray? Because, first of all, if it's the devil waking you up, he ain't going to like it for you to pray. He'll leave you alone if you keep doing that. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
If you get woken up in the middle of the night, just suspect that the Lord wants you to pray. I guarantee you the devil don't like it. He won't wake you up no more if you're going to wake up and pray every time you do. I guarantee you that. So just pray. It's a good thing to do any time.
Let's see.
And by the way, when you pray by faith. Because there's multitudes of people out there that are asking the Lord for things that don't get it. They don't receive it. I've been in churches where they've got prayer lists and just pray for people every Sunday, but the list never gets any shorter. It gets longer. Because they don't know how to pray by faith. You have to pray by faith. You have to believe you've received. You have to speak boldly. In faith, in agreement. The Holy Spirit puts it in your heart, you know, what He wants you to pray for. I mean, it's not something I can give you an answer on. You know, whatever the Lord puts in your heart, if He wakes you up in the night and He puts it in your heart to pray for someone, then obey the Holy Spirit. Because He definitely does that.
Person that was giving the testimony about the healings and stuff was asking about the website. Evelyn was asking about the audio book, the one done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an audio, which title, and it's all the title. Those are all individual chapters and
mm-hmm.
on the web page. It's all that one page is nothing but the book. You're welcome.
Right, the audio book is computer generated. That's what you're talking about, Terry?
Yeah.
Is a computer generated voice. You know, if you're patient, you can listen to it. If not, you can just get the book, because it's being offered on my site. April Fields and Bernice Turner both supply the book. So if you go on my site, you can get the book.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't sit in front of a computer, that's what I'm saying. Too long and read something like that.
I haven't downloaded one yet, but are they MP3s?
You can get it in several different forms.
I'm talking about the audio. Like I said, I haven't downloaded it yet.
Yeah, it's an MP3.
It's an MP3. A lot of people, I've heard that they're buying these MP3, these tiny little MP3 players, where they can download stuff right onto their computer and then download that onto the MP3s. And they're taking it to work and or just listening to it while they're working. And it's pretty neat. You know, just downloading it right to the MP3. They are MP3s. Cool.
Well, somewhere on there, let me think.
Can I come here again? A little bit's work here on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights at 7:30 Central Time. MP3s are just a different type of format for computer. Instead of a WAV or WMA format, it's a compressed audio file. That's what an MP3 is. What book is this you are all talking about? This book is Sovereign God Through Us and For Us.
Actually, it's Sovereign God Through Us and Through Us.
For Us and Through Us. There you go. I'm sorry.
It's on my site. You can get it free as an e-book or as a paperback, either way. And it's healed a lot of people and saved a lot of people, believe it or not. It's really changing lives. It's full of good testimonies of faith and how to receive from God and your authority in God. A lot of people aren't convinced that they have authority. And really, that's what the Lord wants, is for you to realize that you don't have to pray to Him all the time. You can just take your authority and use it. For instance, the disciples, they didn't pray to Jesus to heal people. They healed them. They knew they had been given authority from the Lord. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And He sent them forth with the authority and power to heal the sick, and cast out devils, and raise the dead, and do all those good things. We have testimonies of all those things, by the way, in that book. That will fairly encourage you, I'm sure.
Michael says, hopefully we'll have the Sovereign God book recorded by human voice available soon.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That'd be really neat. But, okay, now that we got when is America invaded and when is it destroyed?
Well, another very big subject. If you want to look at it more particularly, you can go to my book, Hidden Manna for the End Times. And it's under Revelations and Teachings on my site. And look at the fall of the United States. Fall of the United States. I think it's I'm not sure what chapter it is. It's one of the last chapters in the book. Third to last chapter in the book, I think. But America is going to rule the world in the near future. America is the harlot in Revelation 17. I realize that there is a religious harlot too, but America is a secular harlot that's riding the beast of the UN through the tribulation period and is going to fall at the end. See, Babylon fell after Babylon conquered the nations, brought them under subjection for 70 years, then they fell. And that's basically what's going to happen to America, except this time it's not 70 years, it's 7 years. America is not missing in the Bible. America's all through the Bible, identified in types and shadows in the Bible and in the book of Revelation. And America basically is going to raise up a one world order. She's going to be the head of that one world order. Just like Daniel chapter 2, Babylon, the great eagle, was the head of the nations in the image of the beast. And Daniel chapter 3 speaks of the image of the beast. And America is going to be at the head of the nations, although chastened time after time after time. God is using the militant Muslims to chasten America, to bring it to repentance. Many, many curses are going to come upon America. Many curses before the end. Before she's ultimately attacked by the Ten Kings. The Ten Kings is the ones that destroy the harlot in the book of Revelation. Revelation 17. And burn her with fire. And that's coming to America. But during the tribulation period, America is going to be at the head of the one world order. And there's lots and lots of evidence. I can't give it to you right now, but lots and lots of evidence. If you read that article, Fall of America, the next one is Fall of the World, by the way. The next article, the next chapter is Fall of the World. But that's under, in my book, Hidden Manna, it's under Revelations and Teachings.
Good question.
It's something that deserves more time, though, and we've run out of time. So those are big, big questions. They deserve more time.
What about you? Yeah, there's also another book that someone brought up. I thought that you were working on the book Hidden Manna.
I am.
That's one you're working on now.
I am working on the book Hidden Manna.
Yeah. A little bit's had a good question, but it's too long to answer. About, do you know what the seven thunders in Revelation 10:4 that is, that or is that John was told not to write? Is not everything revealed to us in the Bible somewhere, whether literal or at least in a parable?
I totally agree.
I don't understand, and also there is hidden manna.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's all answered in the book. We don't have to go elsewhere for it. You know, we don't have to look in the world out there. But again, you've asked a question that's going to take us quite a while, and we've run out of time here.
Yeah, like I said, they're all like this. They're all questions.
All big, big questions. You know what we need to do? Those are the kind of questions we need to take a whole Bible study to talk on, you know, so we give a lot of verses. But let me say this. Some of those questions, if you will go to Hidden Manna, and read there, you'll get the answers to them. And another thing, you can go to the search on the front of my site and search with keywords, and it will bring up the page, and then you can hit, what is it, Terry, that you can hit? It will search the page.
There's at the bottom of the page, let me pull it up real quick, it just says search this site by Google.
Yes, but then there's two letters you can hit. Control something, and it searches the page.
Oh, I don't use that one. That's a shortcut that Justin uses. I use edit and go to, it's Control F.
Control F.
Like that one?
Right.
Where you find on the page?
Yeah. If you do a search on my site, it will bring you to the top of the page. Then you hit Control F, and it gives you a search for that page, and it will bring you right to the keyword you use.
Yeah.
See right here?
Right.
Google will bring you to the page. Control F will find your exact text within the page. So that's a real good thing, too.
Yeah.
But some of these end time things, you're talking about Hidden Manna, and a lot of it's in there, in Hidden Manna. We better pray. It's kind of getting late right now. We've got a lot to do before the end of the night yet. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for doing the miracles tonight, for healing the sick tonight, for blessing your people and delivering from spirits of infirmity and curses of this world tonight. We thank you, Lord. We trust you that you have reached out and touched these people. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name. Lord, help us. Help us with our understanding, Lord. Open our eyes and our ears, Lord. And restore us, O Lord. And deliver us, Lord, from the confusion of this world, the confusion of religion, the confusion of apostate Christianity, Lord. Help us, Lord, to respect your word. Grant us patience and peace and the fullness of your spirit, so that we can trust in you, Lord. Grant us that in Jesus' name. Lord, please bless all the brethren that have visited us today and been with us. And we just ask your blessing to be with them, your protection to be with them, Lord. You're our provider in all things, Lord. You're our Jehovah Jireh. And we ask you to be with us until the next time we meet, Lord. Let your Passover be our experience, Lord, that the lamb that we eat gives us a Passover of the curse upon this world. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. And God bless you, brother. We appreciate you being with us. And we'll save some for next time.
Yep. All right.